Okay, at 6 o'clock, we're going to start the meeting and call to order.
Dr. Good?
Here.
Mr. Nagy?
Here.
Mrs. Rohr? Mr. DeAngelis?
Here.
Mrs. Fenn?
Present.
Okay, please stand for a moment of silence, followed by a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Adoption of agenda, I need a motion.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Kurt?
Who'd you go with? Dr. Good?
Kurt.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mr. Nagy?
Yes.
Okay, moving to superintendent's report.
Facility project updates. Let me see if I can do it this way. Oh, now my phone's not going to work. I just got a call from Vasco. They will tomorrow be prepping everything there at the field, and Thursday they will start moving dirt and hauling dirt out of there. Mr. Williams has graciously donated his trucks. He will keep the topsoil, but he is hauling all of the dirt out of there free of cost to the district. So based upon the estimate, it's anywhere from a $60,000 to $80,000 savings to the district. That's, he's taking care of all that trucking. They're expecting 400 truckloads. We'll have an exact number as to how much we actually save the district, but the going rate is $80 a truckload. $80 an hour, I'm saying, like it's $80 an hour with that, and they try to move 8 truckloads an hour. So when you get up to 400, so they guesstimated somewhere between $60,000 and $80,000.
Is that being moved off of school property?
Yes.
So we don't have to, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
He's taking it to his place.
Steve? Which Williams?
Justin?
Okay, yeah, that's right here.
Yeah.
So it'll be a big pile over there.
Somebody else is mounting that. And the LED lighting for this building, I didn't get it until late today, so I forwarded you an email that I received from Energy Optimizers, and I have 3 packets that I will share with everybody, share with you that you can take turns passing around. The other big is called Plug Smart. They're the other big energy group. Both of them attack it the same way as I discussed the last time, where they go out and go after the grants. They give us some of the rebates up front that they normally have in their pockets, and the pricing goes. When we started out pricing everything and I did my initial walkthrough, the pricing was falling between $95,000 and $105,000. Rebates have come in, and actually the direct wire has changed to the point that it's dropped down into the $65,000 to $75,000 range, unless you move to a 10-year warranty on everything, which pushes it to $85,000, $90,000. So we find the prices are dropping, the rebates have gotten a little bit bigger, and we're going to get a little bigger bang for the buck. They still believe they will work around our schedule. If we would make a decision in July, they would start with the big areas first where kids aren't using, cafeteria, gym, library, and then we'll move from classroom to classroom. They will work evenings, and they built that into their budget for second shifts, that they would work evenings down the shifts, down the hallways to put those in. So they would really upgrade the lighting in this building, and you'll see the energy savings on both of them are looking around $3,000 per year, with a return on initial investment of $75,000 being in 17 years in energy savings. Earn the money back. Still searching grants for a new door system that one we can put on the computer, much like we have at the high school. We can turn it on and off when we know there's events instead of propping doors. And also looking at redoing the windows out here in the cafeteria. They're extremely inefficient. And so that is on the plate for those pieces.
On the LED, you said it started off at 95,000, but with grants and rebates, it's looking more like 65,000?
Potentially, depending on
Could be.
Right.
Okay.
When I went through them, my personal opinion was, I didn't get the Cadillac, but I didn't buy the Chevette either. I was kind of more in the middle of the road. They were, both bids were coming in right around $75,000 or 70, right in that number. They're both right there. Now, they have a little difference in them, and I get a chance to go through those, and so as I further investigate if the direct wiring, which they have both suggested they're doing, the two are a little bit different. I'm making sure that they actually match wiring that we have.
That'd be good.
Before we make that call. One has a converter kit if it's a different type of wiring based on the building. So Mr. Dana Miller's agreed to help me out with that piece and send it back to both of them to make sure the dirt direct wiring kits match ours and don't have to do a transfer kit.
Is there a hope for an increased brightness as well as efficiency? Is
oh,
that,
yeah,
is
it
that
would
the big
be. That,
idea?
They, it would look like we bought 100 watt bulbs.
Okay.
We will move from these pulling per light here. They pull about 4 amps, about two, a little bit less than 2 each light bulb, to pulling less than a half amp. Same amount of bulb with the LED. And it'll brighten it up. It'll look like we spent money. We actually, in the other district I put them in, we had to put a sign up that explained how much money we were saving and stuff there like this, because they thought we went and bought 100 watt bulbs and were blinding everybody. It will really lighten it up.
We'll be wearing shades.
Awesome.
We have that song we can play. Oh, okay, thank you.
Is that going to be your recommendation in July?
Yes, I'll have a recommendation in July. I just want to confirm the wire.
Any other questions, concerns?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
All right, moving into finance recommendations by the treasurer. I have a resolution to approve the May 19 check register, the May 19 receipt ledger, the May 19 financial summary, and the May 19 cash reconciliation. All of which have a copy that is attached here to incorporated herein. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. It's a contest.
Fenn.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Nagy.
Yes.
Or is absent. DeAngelis.
Yes. Okay, resolution to approve the employment of the following for a 1-year contract effective August 1st, 2019 to July 31st, 2020. As per the administrative scale, Rebecca Cargill, Treasurer's Assistant, Payroll, Marilyn Rorich, Treasurer's Assistant, Accounts Payable. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Here.
Just general discussion, we did, that's per the new revised job descriptions for both of them, and Becky's title was changed as discussed at the time of the job description. She does not hold nor is pursuing a treasurer's license.
Okay.
Good?
Yay.
Nagy?
Yes.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Fenn.
Yes.
I have a resolution to approve the treasurer's recommended transfers and advances as attached. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion, questions? Molly?
Nagy.
Yes.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Fenn.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Resolution to approve and accept treasurer's recommended official certificate of estimated resources per budget commission of Wayne County for fiscal years 18, 19, and 20. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Also general discussion to let you know the reason all 3 years are on there is because in the past none of them had been approved in the past, and I just thought it was necessary that we stick them on there.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Any questions or discussion?
I thought those were. I remember.
What are these? I don't remember these from before.
These come from the county. Basically, we provide what we believe is going to be coming in based on the tax revenue, broken out by every single fund, and they confirm with their knowledge whether or not we have accurate numbers. And if they think we're wrong, they chop them and make them to what they think they should be. And we must live within their confines. We cannot accept appropriations. You can't approve appropriations that go beyond what they say we're going to get.
Oh, okay.
But we don't, we've never had, well, I shouldn't say never. In the most recent history that we could locate, there neither of them were approved. So that's why they're there. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Fenn.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Nagy.
Yes.
Resolution to approve the payment of an invoice 15557 for $28,388.
You skipped
cents. H.
Skipped H. Did I?
Yes.
Good catch. Resolution to approve the treasurer's recommended temporary appropriations for fiscal year 20.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Fenn.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Nagy.
Yes.
Laura's absent.
Okay. Now, a resolution to approve the payment of invoice 15557 for $28,388.04 to McGowan and Markling for services rendered through June 15, 2019. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Questions, discussion?
Yes. What was the billing period, please?
That was from the first half of the year, January through June.
January, right.
Because in January, you approved all prior services rendered through January.
Is that how we'll be paying our legal going forward? Is it in 6 month biannual sort of?
I have requested it to happen more often than that. I can't hold it under his head.
But how often did you want it?
I requested it monthly. If nothing else, quarterly, and clearly that has not happened.
Can we take more action if that doesn't happen?
Would think so.
What action do you recommend?
I don't know that
I would be happy to take it.
I don't have anything in place, but if we're requesting quarterly or monthly billing and they're not providing that service, then I think we should, as a board, have a discussion, whether that's an executive session or not. But
I think that would be great.
Okay.
And I think quarterly would be reasonable, even though I mean, I'd prefer monthly, but I can
see. Seems like a standard business practice.
Right.
Yep.
Which is standard, the quarterly monthly. Or the monthly?
Quarterly, I would say.
I think for legal firm, quarterly is probably more readily acceptable.
Okie dokie.
Anything else?
Ben?
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Nagy?
Yes.
DeAngelis?
Yes. Moving into recommendations by the superintendent. Resolution to approve Tricia Barr for summer help at $14.04 per hour. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Questions or discussion?
Oh, yes. What is she doing? Is she doing guidance secretary work or is she doing the summer help cha-cha?
Summer help.
Oh, thank you.
Good.
Yay.
Nagy.
Yes.
Roar. Absent. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Fenn.
Yes.
Resolution to approve the resignation of Nick Rinaldo, athletic director, assistant principal, effective June 20th, 2019. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Here.
Any questions, discussion?
Nagy.
Yes.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Fenn?
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Okay, resolution to approve the following 2019-2020 student handbooks. This is the second reading for Hazel Harvey Intermediate and Junior Senior High School. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Questions or discussion?
I do. I am a tad confused and maybe I missed something that I need refreshed. I believe that we were going to final forms, correct? So at the beginning of the school year, are they still handing out big packets of paper forms to be filled in? Because that's being referenced in some of our, you know, handbooks. And I was confused with that. Also, in our handbooks, for example, under lunches, we're not referencing, you know, pay school, which I think those are important details to put in our handbooks. And for example, when they talked about updating forms, please make sure they contact the office. Are we doing it on final forms and contacting the office? I think that would be good to make that clear in the handbook, because some of this stuff is really not written for the parent. It's really the student handbook. they also reference free and reduced lunch applications are provided in the first day packet for families. If we're doing final forms, are we still doing that paper stuff?
I don't know.
Well, I can.
Free and reduced lunch forms are on final forms.
I know that there is a module that we can add on to pay schools. It is a one-time fee of approximately $2,000, and then our maintenance fee will go up annually, not to the tune of $2,000, but it will go up, that we could then put the free and reduced application on pay schools. I don't know how it integrates with final forms, but I do know that we just got the quote to do that. But I literally got it this afternoon.
Final forms is the front end of Dazzle, so it would populate onto the student's profile. I don't know on the back end how that information is gotten to the free and reduced lunch people. In the old days, when I had to do it by pencil and paper, I would then notify them, and I knew who was on, who wasn't on. Now I don't have, not allowed to have that information. The only person has it is Chrissy Saffron, and she forwards that. So I don't know how it populates. Final forms, we can make that one of our own forms, or I don't know if that's one of the basic forms, because every school district has them.
Right, it's a state-mandated form. So.
State-mandated form, so if we're able to put it online, I would do final forms, because we can add up to X amount of forms without a fee.
Right, I just don't know if it's already done, if the back end of that is there.
I'll find that out.
I just think if we're going to do forms online, then we do forms online.
I called the guy, Chris Bryant.
I have lots of numbers
for final forms. That came for our training.
Okay.
I called him to ask if we could add it in. You can add it in like you're saying, there's a form, but it doesn't.
It doesn't go anywhere.
It has to be. They don't have that. I don't know if it's a licensure.
Yeah, it's a license.
So they don't have it. So we did check on it because we were trying to add it.
So if you have a problem with the forms online, you're still going to have to contact the office. We're not going to reference, read the website, and read the directions. You're still going to have people contact the office on that. The final forms and the pay school, they're like, yes, why they're not referenced in the handbook. I can get those adjusted.
Well, and there's other forms. It's like the emergency medical. During the first day of school, you'll get this form to take home and fill out.
Yeah.
I didn't think we're doing, if we're not doing paper, then.
Right. In an emergency, all that's in final forms.
Okay. I just think that's helpful for parents.
We did have people, I think I talked to you about that.
We'll have people that request the paper. And as the transition year, we'll get the paper and transition in.
But we're not copying it off to give to every student in the school district, correct?
Correct.
And that's fine. I mean, I get that. But I think that needs to be clear communication for our handbooks that we're telling people they're so important to.
So if they want it put in by paper, we're going to enter it.
We'll end up entering, like we've done in the past, and maintain the paper. But we'll enter it in there. So then the next time they come around, we'll have a kiosk. Dr. Goodhead's computer, we'll bring them there, we'll put them at the kiosk and say, has this changed? No. And then they'll hit the button and it'll start populating next year's form without having to fill the whole thing out again. And then, it would be great if you have multiple kids. It really populates pretty quick. Mm-hmm. Same doctor, same address, same parents, same contact numbers, it starts to populate. So we'll help them through. We plan on setting kiosks up at each open house to help parents do it and have people there to run those. For those that are not active within today's technology.
So if we're going to make these changes, do we want to vote on this or not? Or table it? Being its second reading.
I just think our communication needs to be clear from the get-go. And some of those forms had been online, which I thought was great at that time, but if that's not how we're doing it, then that data's got to be offline and reference people to final forms.
Right, but the question is, can we do that through communication, or do we need to change the book and then reapprove it?
When you approve the minutes, we can adjust with the updated handbooks and have those updated for you for the July 8th, which allows us to get, you know, come back through there and allows us to get moving. If I can get these things, promise to have these things fixed and have the updated in there on July 8th, if those are the only ones. I was looking more for the consistency, especially with the technology stuff.
Well, some of these we didn't get until Friday, and I didn't get a chance to read through all of them, so.
So are we,
I think we need to
make a motion to table?
I think we need to make a motion to table and make sure they're updated and we have clear communication at the get-go.
Or do we want to put that in as an amendment?
I can't hear you.
Or should we put it in as an amendment that it's going to happen?
That's what I was wondering, if we just put an amendment.
Okay.
It's up to you. If you want to make a motion to table, go.
No, that's fine. I just want it updated. I just want it clear and concise from the get-go.
Makes sense. I say we amend it. I'll motion to amend it to say that we're going to change that language before it goes to print. When's print? Does anybody know?
They don't print anymore.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Okay. So that's good. Okay.
We print Hazel Harvey, don't we?
So what's the...
But I think I have the book now.
What's like the drop dead date that goes out?
Whenever.
Okay. At least a couple weeks before school, right? Yeah. Should we be fine? Okay.
Okay, I have a motion to amend. Do I have a second?
Can I hold on? Just what are we motioning to amend? That we're gonna support this vote provided that
it gets changed by next week or next meeting, correct.
But what just what Linda's brought out?
The online stuff, yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to
understand. It doesn't sound like they had that filter, you know, and their brain turned on that I gotta change all this online stuff. Because that pretty much everything you brought up was the forms, right?
Right. Well, there was reference to directory information, and Molly can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure we voted the only directory information we're going to give out now is names. But in the Hazel Harvey handbook,
right.
It said, the director of records at Hazel Harvey is the principal, and the principal will decide if we give you their name, their address, their age, and blah, blah, blah. But board policy has been changed that it's just the name. So... again, that needs to be corrected.
I'm raising the question because I feel better with a motion to table and vote. It would allow for another review for consistency by all the board members before we vote.
Good with that.
I would, if I could, I'd like to put a motion for
the
table.
We have a motion to table.
Second. I'll second that. Yeah.
Okay.
Get it right before we put it out.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'd like to have an English teacher go over them.
Don't let me do it.
You're right, it does need to be proofed. So, voting on the motion to table, DeAngelis.
Yes.
Fenn.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Nagy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a reason to recess in executive session. We're going to do it for the following purposes: certain personnel matters, other matters that are required to be kept confidential under revised code 121.22. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Here.
Okay, going to executive session at 6:25.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Fenn.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Nagy.
Yes.
Okay.
We won't vote on anything.
Or 7:30, I mean.
7:30?
Meeting reconvened at 8:29. Todd, call roll.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yeah, present.
Dr. Good?
Here.
Mr. Nagy?
Here.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Here. Need a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Time is 8:29.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mr. Nagy?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Stein?
No. Yes, 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 yes.
Pass, 3-1.
Good thing. What?
Do you want me to stop? Are we technically done? That's why I was